about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to Moberly Senior High School for the Battle of the Spartans between Moberly and Battle here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas and Eric Duick with you for the call tonight. Battle comes into this contest with a 7-11 record on the year. Conversely, the Moberly Spartan women come in with an 11-7 record on the year. Moberly looking to bounce back after their loss this week against Marshall, ending their four-game win streak. And Battle trying to do the same and just try to continue some good things that they've seen this year. It's been more of a process for Battle Moberly this season, just trying to stay afloat, trying to stay above that 500 mark. Coming up next, we will hear from the head coach of the Moberly Spartans, Tony Vestal, after this.
When it's time to plan a meal, does every member of the family want something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizzas, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twists, pasta in a tin, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. See store for full details on the Mix and Match menu. Who do you call for your football party and crowd favorite? Domino's Pizza, that's who.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmcrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
My grandpa, Ralph Seidenstricker, started his first tractor dealership 75 years ago. Now we're proud to be by your side with 13 Missouri family-owned and operated John Deere locations.
Come in February 4th through February 9th for customer appreciation discounts and specials. Also, it's the last week to schedule your winter service package for free pickup and delivery. Thanks for your support for the past 75 years. Visit any of our Seidenstricker's 13 locations or online at Seidenstricker's.com.
Ends 2/9/2019. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
On Superstation Crest, we're joined by Tony Vestal, Lady Spartans head coach, pregame ahead of a matchup with Battle. Before we get to that, we didn't get a chance to get to Marshall on Tuesday. What'd you see out of your girls the other night?
You know, we really played hard. Marshall's a good team, and you know, there's a reason why they're 15-1. You know, we held them to 40 points. You know, they averaged 59 a game, so we did a nice job defensively. Just really kind of struggled shooting the basketball. Just couldn't really get anything. A lot of jump shots. You know, I think we were 6 of 19 from the 3-point line, and really were like 1 of 19 from 2-point field goals. So just we got to knock down some shots. You know, we didn't turn it over particularly very much. We just struggled shooting basketball.
Like the boys, were you able to at least get back in the gym on the snow day and kind of get the taste out of your mouth a little bit?
We did. We practiced yesterday, and really I thought it was one of our better practices we had. So it was kind of nice to see that they really did respond to that and came back and had a good practice yesterday.
We're talking to Lady Spartans head man Tony Vestal pregame. I know Cord said he had expressed some interest in getting a home and home type of deal with Battle this year. What's your thought on just how this kind of unique doubleheader or quadruple header even comes about here, a non-conference matchup with a big school from Columbia?
Yeah, it is. It's a good challenge for us. It kind of sees where we're at and kind of gets us prepared and ready for late February and when district starts and maybe on after that. So, you know, we're going to play well. they've really got some athletes that can do some good things. So it'd be a great challenge for us.
What's their style of play like on the offensive and defensive ends?
They really got some size. The inside, they got a Mackie girl that's super athletic and can block shots and kind of handles the ball a little bit. And they got a little guard that can hit shots and can get in the lane and can kind of cause us some problems as well.
He is Tony Vestal, Lady Spartans head coach. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you at halftime of the boys' game.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
We're back here on Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas and Eric Tuick here with you. Before the start of the women's contest of this Battle of the Spartans between Moberly and Battle High School, Battle coming into this matchup with a 7-11 record on the women's side, and Moberly coming in with an 11-7 record on the season. You just heard from head coach Tony Vestal of the Moberly Spartans, and he talked about this matchup with Battle and how important it's going to be to play really good defense, not allow them to get out in transition. They've got some interior players. You talk about Kendra Mackey, top 30 player, named to the Round Ball magazine earlier in the season. When you talk about some of the senior leadership that they have on this team, Eric, it's going to be a test for this Moberly team tonight, and Tony Vestal just hopes they're able to keep it together.
Coming off of a game in which only three Lady Spartans scored the basketball against Marshall earlier this week, so certainly paramount for them to have things going on the offensive end of the floor. Also, Moberly's a very shot-making dependent team. They haven't been able to get a lot going at the rim or penetrating lately, so I'll be curious to see how they fare from that standpoint against a more athletic team.
You think about the guard play of Moberly, Mary Billington, Macy Hardwick, the two leaders in the backcourt for Moberly so far this year. Mary Billington known for her shooting ability, Macy Hardwick a really good shooter as well, and Tony Vestal hopes that they can get started and kind of allow some offense to get going as well. For Battle, they love to play a lot of pressure defense, and you wonder what type of issues that's going to give this Moberly team. They like to play a lot of zone, like to switch up their looks on the defensive end. Offensively, Battle loves to be balanced. They love to get out in transition. They love to hit the jump shot. So it's going to be a very competitive game, fast moving, I would expect, and we will get started here in just under a minute. We're going to step aside here on Superstation Crest and CentralBowInfo.com and be back in 60 seconds with more. This is Spartan Basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com, Battle of the Spartans getting ready to tip off here at Moberly High School here in Moberly, Missouri. Cam Thomas and Eric Jewett here with you for the call. Let's get you your starting lineups before we get to opening tip here inside of Moberly High School Gymnasium. First for the Battle Spartans, starting at guard, number four, Aliyah Williams. Starting at guard, the junior, number five, Paige Magee. Starting at forward, the senior, number 35, Kendra Mackey. Starting at forward, the sophomore, number 13, Aliyah McCarthy. And finally, starting at forward, number 42, Amelia Talkin. Battle Spartans are head coached by Michael Fernandez. He's assisted by Fuad Khalil, Kenya Houston, and Samantha Simon. And now for the Moberly Spartans, starting at guard, the junior, number two, Mary Billington. Starting at forward, the senior, number 00, Sydney Floyd. Starting at guard, the junior, number three, Macy Hardwick. And starting at forward, the junior, number 23, Michaela Payne. And running out the lineup for Tony Vessel and company, the junior, number 30, Alicia Oliver. Spartans are, of course, head coached by Tony Vestal. He's assisted by Brett Boyer, Dan Cruz, and manager Emma Seidel. Well, Eric, they've got a good one on tap tonight. We talked about both of these teams and how important it is for both of them to get back on the right track. But, of course, Moberly would love to do it on their home court tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and an opportunity against a bigger school, and I would expect this will be a competitive ball game.
Michaela Payne and Kendra Mackey at the circle, getting set for tip-off. Moberly in their all-white uniforms with blue lettering, red piping. Battle in their all-gray uniforms with gold lettering and gold piping. Here's the tip. Battle will take the first tip, moving from right to left on your radio dial. Lauren Koenig on the outside. Gets a give-and-go back. Right side block being worked on by Floyd. Goes left side for Magee, top of the key. Williams left side for Maggie. Back top of the key for Talkin. Inside, a nice find, and she's fouled on the shot attempt. Paige Maggie, she'll go to the line to shoot, too.
Little motion offense early, kind of a little stop and start there, and then eventually picked up their pace on that possession.
Maggie, a junior captain on this team, and really good defender, known for her speed and quickness on the offensive and defensive end. She misses the first, second upcoming. And you can see the speed on that first attempt right there. Got the give and go on the right side and was able to get some contact up with the foul. Dribbles a couple times, bends at the waist and fires and hits the second. First points on the board for the Battle Spartans. They lead 1-0 here at the 7:30 mark of the first quarter. Here's Mobley with their first offensive possession. Right side of the key, it's Michaela Payne. Feeds top of the key for Billington. Billington looking for a screen. She gets one. Goes around the screen right side, driving right side lane. Tries to dip it inside for Oliver, and it's taken away.
Yeah, like you said, I think she wanted Oliver there, but she got off her feet.
Pull-up jumper for Aliyah Williams doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Billington, and Moberly will go in transition the other way. Billington top of the key. She looks for an outlet, finds one behind her in Payne, and Payne will set up the offense. Going left side for Floyd. Floyd a pump fake. Pull-up jumper, no good. Doesn't hit rim. Rebound pulled down by Talkin.
Little helter-skelter here on both ends. Billington twice was a bit too fast for her footwork.
Battle with their third offensive possession. No field goal from either team in the first minute and 15 seconds. Williams looking for a screen, gets one, double team, tries to find it inside. She does dump it inside, gets it to Mackey, who finishes the easy two. She's got her first points on the board, and boy, is she going to be important tonight. The best player arguably on this Battle team and two-time all-district player. It's going to be important for them to get her going early. Here's a nice find on the interior. Sydney Floyd doesn't go for two, tries to grab her own rebound, but it's grabbed by Mackey instead. Battle will have the basketball moving the other way. Williams moves it across the timeline quickly and now slows the offensive pace for this Battle team. Gets the give and go. Blocked away by Floyd, but it's recovered by Battle and an easy two for Paige McGee. She's got 3 points on the night. Battle leads 5-0 here in the early going.
Yeah, Flood had a good look on the other end, just kind of pivoted the wrong way there. Didn't get a clean finish on it.
Ballman gives top of the key for Billings. Billington slides past the screen and he gets the easy floater to go for two. First bucket of the night on the board for the Spartans, and Mary Billington has her first points of the night as well. There's Battle moving the other way. Mobley set up in a 2-3 zone right now, with Floyd and Billington at the top of that zone. Trying to steal on the inside was Battle, but they couldn't find Talkin, and Mobley will move the other way. Floyd will have the basketball for Mobley. It's almost given up, and now the ball's on the floor. Jump ball's going to be called. Mobley had the possession, but the far side official called the jump ball before Michaela Payne was able to grab that possession. So Mobley will keep the basketball anyway. They'll inbound far side towards the Battle bench at the 5:14 mark of the first. 5-2, the Battle Spartans lead the Mobley Spartans here in the early going. Here's Floyd, right side key. She's being guarded very closely. Top of the key, give and go to Billington. Billington, a nice drop off and an easy two. Goes for Sittenden Bodman. 5-4. Mobley has cut the lead to 1 now. Back-to-back buckets for the Spartans. Trying to regain some confidence and hopefully the lead here. The ball stripped away on the interior. Mobley able to grab the possession. Michaela Payne will settle for the Spartans. Gives over to Billington. An open three doesn't go. Rims out. Rebound pulled down by Talkin. Williams will settle for for Battle at the top of the key. Rotates right side for Mackey. Mackey driving on the interior, puts up the two, doesn't hit rim. Rebound pulled down by Kemp, and she's not able to get the two to go either.
Flood right now trying to get things going for the Lady Spartans. A tough shot for her, though.
Here's Williams going the other way. Two-step inside the lane, and the floater falls on in. Aliyah Williams has her first points of the night. Battle leading Mobley 7-4.
I thought Payne didn't really seem to contest that shot all that much. That was kind of a bit unusual. I thought she could have gotten in front a little bit there and made a better effort at a stop.
Flood has the basketball left side of the floor towards the Spartan bench. Here's a find on the inside, and Not able to finish the two, but she'll be fouled and go to the line. Alicia Oliver will head to the charity strike for the first time tonight.
That's very similar to the Boffman bucket there. They kind of just got it inside a short passing window there near the block to block and get Oliver to the line.
Oliver at the line to shoot two. Misses the first. Second upcoming. Here comes the first substitution of the night for either team. This time it'll be the Spartans of Battle that'll have a substitution. Checking in is going to be Aliyah Kemp. Kemp started the season as the starting point guard on this team, and Coach Hernandez wanted to see some changes, so she's been on kind of a six-man type of role here in the latter part of the season. Seven to five, Battle leading Moberly by two. Battle will have the possession moving from right to left. Here's a wide-open jumper missed from Kendra Mackey, but Battle will keep the rebound. Open three, left side, Elijah McCarthy, good for three.
How about this, Cam? Moberly in a zone defense there. We rarely see that out of the Lady Spartans. They are a man-to-man team 99% of the time.
Flood had the basketball on the left side of the floor. It's poked out of bounds by Battle. It'll be an inbound here on the interior. For the most part, this game has really been dictated by the transition buckets this Battle is able to get. They've had probably about two or three transition buckets, and Moberly just hasn't really had much on the offensive end. Here's Flood outside, feeds for Koenig. Koenig gets it back to Payne with 3 minutes remaining here in the first. Moberly trailing by five. Feeds back to Billington, right side of the court. Flood trying to get open on the interior. Here's a screen. Billington takes it around. Feeds left corner. Three. Koenig. Too short. Rebound grabbed by Michaela Payne. She goes back up. Left hand. And the two is good. Moberly's cut the lead now to three. With 2:35 remaining here in the first.
Payne's been playing by far the best basketball of her career the last couple of weeks. Really encouraging for her to make that clean play off the O-board and finish.
Right side of the floor for Kemp. Kemp trying to drive, feeds back outside for Mackey. Mackey will swing it back to Williams, who will set up the offense. Spaced out all across the three-point line is Battle. Mackey back in the corner. Back outside to Williams, now kicks back in the corner for McCarthy, and McCarthy an open three misses. Last touch by Mackey, but it looked like Mackey may have been poked in the eye and was not able to get a clear sight on that rebound attempt. 10-7, Battle timeout on the floor. 2:02 mark of the first quarter. Moberly trails by three. We'll be back with more. This is Spartan Basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Back with Spartan Basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. 10-7, Battle Spartans lead the Moberly Spartans in the Battle of the Spartans by three. 2:02 mark of the first. Moberly will have the possession moving from left to right.
Yeah, all things considered, really not a bad start for Moberly here. These teams kind of feeling each other out. Remember, two very different school sizes and two teams that don't play each other.
Here's Billington. Outside of the lane, kind of the engine that goes for this Moberly Spartans team. Trying to drive right side lane, and a block's going to be called on Aliyah Kemp. That's going to be her first, team's second of the quarter.
Yeah, she really has become the engine and the most consistent piece for this Lady Spartans team.
Nice find on the inside to Flood, and she's fouled. Nothing that Battle could do right there. Just a good offensive set out of the out-of-bounds play right there for the Spartans of Moberly.
Not only fouled, but then almost took like a second inadvertent elbow to the head thereafter, but I like that play call there. They threw one to the corner, then they threw Flood inside as she makes the first to cut it to a two-point deficit.
Able to rattle that one on home. Checking in for Battle is going to be Anna Sisson. .143 mark of the first quarter. Flood sinks the second. Moberly cuts the lead now to 2, 10-8. Battle Spartans lead.
Oh, okay. So here's what Tony Vestal, I was just going to say, I heard him call some kind of play on a make, and what they did was they went to a 2-2-1 press here off of that make on the second free throw.
It's a soft press. Mobley starts right over the timeline and will retreat back as the Battle Spartans are able to evade the half-court press. Top of the key, it's Kemp. Kemp trying to give it to Sisson. She gives it top of the key. Now right side wing. Corner three, too long. Mobley will grab the rebound. Evades over to Billington, who will bring it across the timeline for the Spartans. Back to Billington from Flood. A three, wide open, misses. A fight for the rebound between Battle and Mobley. Ends up with Battle taking it in transition. Here's Williams, right side of the floor, trying to evade some pressure from the Spartans of Mobley. And now picked up her dribble. Feeds it on the inside. And a foul is going to be called on the shot. Anna Sisson with the shot attempt right there. We'll see who they put the foul on. I believe it's going to be on Sydney Martin. If it is, it's her first, team second of the quarter.
You can't allow that pass from the right wing to get all the way basically to the rim as the first free throw made here for Talkin. That pass traveled about 18 or so feet right over the middle of the zone. You've got so many hands and arms in there, you got to protect against that. That came way too easy.
Here's the second free throw from Talkin, and she sinks it. 12-9. Battle leads Moberly. Just under a minute remaining here in the first quarter as Moberly will have the possession from left to right, and they're all white uniforms. Billington, top of the key, feeds left side for Koenig. Back top of the key for Billington. Billington goes around the screen, puts up the two off the glass, and it floats on in. A nice move from Billington. She works so well off those screens, high-low off the top of the key.
And wait until she gets that three-point shot going.
Just under 30 seconds remaining here in this first quarter of action. Moberly trailing by one and would love a defensive stop here before the end of the half. Right side, Battle feeds it to Aliyah Kemp, and she drains the two on home to extend their lead back to 3-14-11. Moberly will have one possession remaining in the quarter. Billington will let the clock wind on down, now inside of 10 seconds. Being guarded top of the key by Mackey. She gets the screen. Goes left side with the screen. Now with four to shoot, loses the basketball. Battle will have it. May not get a shot off, and they won't. That's how the first quarter will end. Moberly trailing by three to Battle. 14-11 in the Battle of the Spartans here at Moberly Senior High School. This is Spartan Basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first-hand gun or a new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
We're back with Spartan Basketball on Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. Battle will have the possession out of the end of the first quarter. 14-11, Battle Spartans lead the Moberly Spartans. In the corner, Ashley Bland gives up the basketball, and Flood will take it away for Moberly. Not a great first possession for Battle out of the first quarter. Here's Flood outside, left corner three, bang! Sydney Flood with a deep three-pointer ties this ball game up at 14-all.
That was really good footwork by her. She was like short left wing, then kind of backed out, hit the shot.
Nice little move on the inside for Sisson, and she's not able to get it to go on the second attempt. Here's a pass up ahead to Martin. Martin loses the basketball away to Mackey on the interior. And Battle will control the other way. Ashley Bland, top of the key, being guarded by Martin. Feeds left side for Kemp. Kemp trying to get it inside to Sisson, and it's poked away. A couple of bad possessions by both teams to start this second quarter. But Flood will try to make it Moberly's good fortune in the corner. It's Mary Billington with a three. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Mackey, and you can just tell that both teams right now seeing a little bit of fatigue here in the early going of the second quarter, especially Battle.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit of a quick shot out of Mary Billington, one you could get at any time in the possession.
Here's a high-low for Sisson, and it's poked away top of the key by Oliver. Nice little poke away from Oliver, gets Moberly the basketball back. Billington tries to drive on the interior, and she's squished between two defenders in Mackey and Williams. That means she'll head to the line to shoot two. Billington just trying to catch her breath a little bit. Or rather, they'll say that one's on the ground, so on the floor, rather. So Billington will inbound underneath, checking in for Moberly. It's going to be Sydney Boffman. Here's the inbound underneath from Billington. She'll inbound for Moberly. Inbounds to Flood, top of the key. Feeds right side for Payne. Payne back to Flood, an open three. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Battle. And they will push quickly the other way. Williams up ahead, trying to get a pass top side over to McCarthy, but it's poked out of bounds. Spartan of Moberly basketball.
That's just such a low percentage pass there. You got to put your teammates in a position to score. You just, especially at the high school girls level, throwing a pass there 40 feet to the coffin corner there, I just don't know that much good's going to come of that.
Especially when two defenders are in the passing lane. 6 minutes remaining here in the second quarter, still tied up at 14 all. Moberly trying to get the lead for the first time today. Top of the key, Billington. Trying for a screen. Feeds right side for Payne. Back to Billington. Billington almost traveled, but was able to feed it to Payne before the violation was called. Back in the corner for Billington. Evades a double team. Puts it up. A little too strong. And Billington's a little shaken up after the play. Meanwhile, Spartans go the other way. And a pull-up jumper. Good from Aliyah McCarthy. It's her second bucket of the night. Puts her Battle Spartans up 16-14.
Yeah, I think both teams could afford to slow down a little bit right now.
Michaela Payne feeds in the corner to Boffman. Boffman on the interior. Oliver back outside. Flood, pull-up jumper, no good. Boffman tries to grab the rebound. It's given back to Billington. Billington, left corner for Flood. She'll try to find Boffman on the right side block. Now feeds all the way back to Payne. A lot of passes for Moberly right now. Great job sharing the basketball. Shot no good from Oliver, and it'll go out of bounds.
So the shot didn't go in, but I thought that was one of the best possessions of the year from Moberly. I just really liked the extra passing. I thought actually, Cam, the pass from Oliver from the right block out to Flood for the jump shot that missed before the offensive rebound, even that was just a really good pass. Great looks there. You can't fault the possession.
Sometimes the bucket just doesn't agree. Moberly will try to play through it. Under 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Battle has a possession from right to left on your radio dial, and they're all gray uniforms. Right side of the floor, it's Kemp trying to drive on the inside. Feeds to Mackey, puts up the two. Doesn't go. A nice rebound grabbed by Michaela Payne over a couple of defenders, and Moberly will grab the possession.
You mentioned Mackey. She's got all the accolades from the pregame there. You got to finish, though. She's been quiet, and she hasn't really gotten a lot of touches either.
Only 4 points for Mackey here in the early going. Payne loses that basketball for Moberly, and Williams will go the other way. Two-step inside the lane, blocked away by Flood. Just a sloppy second quarter from both teams so far.
And the clock is really humming by because of it. There have not been a lot of whistles in this game.
Halfway through this second quarter of action, only 2 points scored between both teams. Top of the key, Billington. Thought about a three. Try to get a pass over the left side for Koenig, and it's blocked away. Williams has some numbers. Nice spin inside the lane. The two doesn't go for her. Billington pulls down the rebound.
She's got to go ball fake bounce pass on that last possession.
Billington pulls out. Moberly didn't have numbers to press, so they will pull out. A couple of substitutions getting ready to come in for both teams. Top of the key, Payne feeds left side. Flood, open three, doesn't go.
See, and that's a bit of a force, too, Cam. I like how active and involved she is. Sometimes she gets too passive, given her Cress All-Star accolades. But there, just you can wait on that one. That was almost like a hip shot, speaking to your comments about fatigue.
McCarthy being guarded by Billington at the top of the key. Moberly in that 2-3 zone that they continue to pull back into after being in the soft press.
Battle's gone to a zone, too, at times.
There's a screen, but it's blocked away. Mobley on the offensive. Two on two. Two step inside the lane, and she's fouled. Sydney Boffman had an open two, wasn't able to convert it after the contact, but she'll go to the line for two. You could tie this ball game up for the second time this evening at 16-all. A couple of substitutions for Mobley getting set to check in. Sydney Martin and Alicia Oliver. And Battle will have Anna Sisson check in for Aliyah Williams.
Boffman's been scoreless and back-to-back. They just desperately need to get her going right now.
Boffman finishes or misses the first, second upcoming. Rims out the second. Mackie corrals the rebound for Battle. Pushing it quickly the other way is Aliyah Kemp, top of the key. Feeds left side wing for McCarthy. Now back in the corner for Maggie. Top of the key, three from Mackie, no good. Rebound pulled down by Moberly with less than 2:30 remaining here in this second quarter. Moberly still trying to tie this ball game up at 16-all or possibly take the lead with a long three. Double team, right side of the floor is Boffman. Now feeds for Flood, open three, count it! My goodness, a wide open three from Sydney Flood gets Mobley their first lead of this contest, 17-16, 2:11 mark of the first half. We'll be back with more. This is Spartan Basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Welcome back to Moberly Senior High School. 17-16. Spartans have taken their first lead of the contest by one. And Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. AK Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Domino's Pizza, First State Community Bank, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Moberly Motors, PKY's Agency, your local independent insurance agent, and Thomas Motors, all of Moberly. Stay tuned for the halftime report from the Moberly Motorsports Desk. We'll have coverage of lots of high school basketball tonight in your Big K viewing area. Right now, Battle will have the possession from right to left on the radio dial. Moberly in the 2-2-1 press, soft press, to start out of the timeout. 2 minutes remaining in this second quarter of action. Moberly leading by one. Handoff left side of the floor for Battle. Now a couple of passes. They get it back to Kemp. Now in the corner, open three. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Moberly, and they will push quickly the other way. Sydney Flood trying to evade her defender. Feeds left side. Open three. Count it.
Fantastic rotation on that shot from Koenig. You couldn't ask for more. She's been playing so well of late.
Couple of buckets in this contest for Lauren Koenig tonight. And there's another bucket for Anna Sisson. Boy, has she really come along for Coach Hernandez in this battle team. A sophomore starter at the center position. Really starts to become so much better on the offensive end. Known as a good defender, but this year she's come along offensively. Her size really helps her on the interior. Here's another open three for Flood. Yes! Her third three of the night. She's above the double-figure mark on the night. And Moberly leads by their largest lead of the night by five.
I love that from Oliver. That's like the handoff screen. You hand off, you turn your back, create some extra space.
Here's a nice finish on the interior. Counted for Paige McGee. And that cuts the Moberly lead to three. Under 40 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. Top of the key. It's Koenig. Being guarded by Kemp very closely. Ball's poked away. Kemp's able to poke it away, keep her footing, and put up the two. It doesn't go, but she'll go to the line. Fouled by Lauren Koenig.
Yeah, now, like I said, Koenig's been playing so well, but they don't want her backed up against mid-floor there, adding an extra defender with one right in front of her as is. That's just not her game. She's become just an off-ball standstill catch and shoot shooter right now. Can add some defense too.
Well, here's Aliyah Kemp at the line to shoot. She misses the first. Checking back in for the Battle Spartans is going to be Aliyah Williams. Checking back in for Moberly Mary Billington here in the last 28.9 seconds of the second quarter.
Lady Spartans of Moberly can hold for one after this here as she splits a pair. You come out relatively okay, all things considered.
Leading by two, not the second quarter that Moberly imagined on probably in the turnover tally, but nonetheless, they lead by two. First time they lead all game. Here's the inside. Nice move from Sydney Flood. Not able to get the first one to go, but the second one is called a foul on the floor. So Flood will have an inbound for Moberly.
Yeah, it's big that they got that offensive rebound just time-wise now. You still get to keep for one possession after the early miss.
For Battle, they had one to give. Here's the inbound for Mary Billington with 12 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. In the corner, gives to Payne, back to Billington with 7 seconds left. Screen right side, back to Payne, open three, doesn't go. Long rebound pulled down by Battle. That's how this first half will end. 23-21, the Moberly Spartans leading the Battle Spartans in the battle of the Spartans here at Moberly Senior High School. We're back with more. This is Spartan Basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmcrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
When it's time to plan a meal, does every member of the family want something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizzas, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twists, pasta in a tin, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. See store for full details on the mix and match menu. Who do you call for your football party and crowd favorite? Domino's Pizza, that's who.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride, you're covered in dust, and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
We're back here on Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. 23-21, Moberly Spartans lead over the Battle Spartans after two quarters of play here at Moberly Senior High School. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. AK Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Domino's Pizza, First State Community Bank, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, K&B Tire and Auto, Moberly Motors, PKY's Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Thomas Motors, all of Moberly. Sheraton Valley keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirchville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Steinstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Well, Eric, we've had a good one here in the first half. We talked about this one being competitive. Probably didn't expect it to be so sloppy between both teams, but it did look like the latter half of the second quarter, the Moberly Spartans settled down a little bit. Battle just looked a little bit fatigued, and I think that's really what allowed Moberly to kind of creep back into this contest.
Yeah, for sure, and I also think Moberly's just run its offense really well here. You've had a lot of good sets. You've had Flood active and engaged. They've been able to move the ball around the blocks. And I think their zone defense has caught Battle a bit off guard. Maybe that was a way to try and take Mackey out of the game or limit her touches. So I like how things are going for them.
Which I'm sure not a lot of, well, rather us, we didn't expect it to happen as far as Moberly having to change up their defense. They're usually a man-to-man team. Tonight's a little bit different, and it may be because of the speed and athleticism of Battle, but nonetheless, it is working for Tony Vestal and company. They kept Kendra Mackey to a minimum in this first quarter. Is not in double figures. Ashley Bland, same way for her. It's really been by committee for Battle, which they're not usually accustomed to. They're usually accustomed to leaning on Kendra Mackey, Aliyah Kemp, those type of players that really just haven't been as involved as you want them to be if you're Coach Hernandez of the Battle Spartans.
Yeah, and I think they need to find a way to play under control a bit more once this second half rolls around as well. I don't think they've done themselves very many favors in terms of trying to get the ball inside to Mackey. It's just been some rushed possessions, maybe some wasted opportunities in transition as well.
I want to remind you that we've got a doubleheader on tap tonight on Superstation Crest. After the conclusion of the women's contest, we'll have the men going toe-to-toe, the second half of the Battle of the Spartans between Moberly and Battle High School.
And I can preview that boys' game up next here on Crest.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
My grandpa, Ralph Seidenstricker, started his first tractor dealership 75 years ago. Now we're proud to be by your side with 13 Missouri family-owned and operated John Deere locations. Come in February 4th through February 9th for customer appreciation discounts and specials. Also, it's the last week to schedule your winter service package for free pickup and delivery. Thanks for your support for the past 75 years. Visit any of our Seidenstricker's 13 locations or online at Seidenstricker's.com.
Ends 2/9/2019. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
We're back here at the half of Moberly and Battle with the Lady Spartans in front 23-21. And in the second contest, Cam, we've got two teams that are 11-5, though the Battle boys, back-to-back district champions, they've been a much more successful program than the girls have of Battle thus far, and we'll see where Battle's at health-wise. They're battling a lot of injuries, but could present a very tough challenge for what is an undermanned Moberly team right now without Savion Thorpe.
Absolutely, and we talked about this a little bit off the air before we got here to Moberly Senior High School about how Moberly has been able to play without Savion Thorpe and how they've looked pretty good, you know, just looking at the situation that they were put in. They didn't expect to lose him early in the season. Such an athletic player, such a prolific scorer. They've been able to adjust really well and kind of keep things afloat, and that's what they're going to want to do tonight against the Spartans of Battle.
And we'll have the second half of the girls' contest, though, up next first, and it is 23-21. Moberly in front with less than 2 minutes on the halftime clock.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Welcome back to Moberly Senior High School for the Battle of the Spartans between Battle and Moberly. Moberly leading by two at the break, 23-21, and they will have the possession out of the halftime break, moving from right to left on your radio dial. They were really able to get Sidney Flood involved in the latter half of that first half, and that was really the engine that made this go. As basketball's almost poked away, Moberly will keep possession. They feed in the corner to Flood. Flood driving baseline, puts up the two, but she is going to be called out of bounds before she puts up the shot. And
no, I think they called an illegal screen, it looks like, actually, underneath. Interesting. I hadn't seen that. It was very congested. But, yeah, I guess they called an illegal screen on Oliver trying to create some space for her.
Thought she might have stepped out of bounds, but obviously what Eric said was true. Battle will take the basketball the other way. Here's a corner three, wide open, missed from Alaya Kemp, and Moberly will have the possession move the other way. Mary Billington, right side floor, crossover to get past her defender, but she's denied emphatically by Kendra Mackey on the interior. If anything today, Eric, Kendra Mackey has shown her dominance on the defensive end. Moberly hasn't really seen much success in the paint. Inbound is knocked away by Battle, but stepping out of bounds is Elia Kemp before she gets over the timeline, so Moberly will have the possession going back the other way from right to left. Moberly in their all-white uniforms this evening with the beautiful blue outlined by red. Battle in their all-gray uniforms. Here's a feed top of the key for Boffman. Boffman almost loses the basketball before she feeds to Oliver, who will lose the basketball off her leg. Battle will take back the possession the other way. This looks eerie similar to the way the second quarter started.
I was just going to say that it has been a little sloppier than you would expect at times.
Kemp, left side of the floor.
Moberly still in its zone defense.
Back to McCarthy, feeds to Mackey. Top thinking for Kemp, right side for Williams. Almost traveled. Now feeds to Maggie inside. Here's a nice turn and fire from Kendra Mackey. She's got her third basket of the evening. And ties this ball game up 23-23. Here's Billington, top of the key. Feeds outside for Boffman. Boffman back in the corner. Billington wide open. Here's the trade. Can't finish. Long rebound pulled down by Kemp. Two on one. Moberly's able to poke it away. Billington coast to coast. Feeds outside. Boffman a three. A little too strong. Here's Mackey. She's got it all alone. She's going to finish the two, and no, she's not. Not the first chance. Second chance misses as well.
Guess it's never guaranteed.
Michaela Payne grabs a rebound, but how easy could it get for Kendra Mackey? Wide open lane, just can't finish it. Moberly got a lucky break on that one. Foul's going to be called on Paige McGee. That's going to be her first, team's first of the half as well. Only one bucket between the two teams in the first 2 minutes, 17 seconds of this quarter. And it was Battle that was able to get that bucket. Here's a open jumper for Mary Billington. Her shot has just been off all night. Here's Williams driving inside lane. Nice move to get around her defender. Can't finish. And the basketball is poked out of bounds. Last touch by Battle. Moberly will have the inbound. You can see in the body language of Mary Billington that she just looks deflated so far tonight, not able to hit open shots. This is what really plagued Moberly in their 40-30 loss to Marshall this week. Not able to hit those open shots, not able to get multitudes of players involved. And that's kind of been the story tonight. Flood's really been the only one that's been able to get it going offensively.
Which is a little uncharacteristic because Billington's really been the one who's been misses consistency in this last couple of weeks.
Foul called underneath. She'll have the inbound. Will Moberly. Here's a nice turn and fire from Oliver. Doesn't go. Boffman tries to save the basketball, but official underneath says she's out of bounds before she's able to save it. Last touched by the Spartans of Moberly. So Battle will have the possession at the 5:04 mark of the quarter. Still knotted up, 23 all. As Battle moves from left to right on your radio dial. Right side of the floor is Kemp. Feeds top of the key. Back left side for Mangy. Now an open three. Missed from Williams. Both teams just look deflated and fatigued right now. You wonder kind of where they break the ice on either end.
And that shot was a product of the zone. Moberly just able to push Battle back and back and back. And there she's settling for a 24-footer.
So here's Payne, top of the key, feeds left side for Billington. Billington driving baseline, feeds inside for Oliver. Ball's on the floor. Oliver looking for an outlet, feeds outside for Boffman. Now in the corner, Billington. Touch pass back to Billington. Crossover inside the lane, tries to put up the floater, doesn't go.
Billington is not comfortable right now. I agree. I think she is totally gassed and even battling a bit of an injury here. She looks so flat on that possession. She is really laboring right now, both, I think, physically and mentally.
Battle with a couple touch passes back and forth. Looking for positioning was Mackey on the interior. Couldn't get it. Timeout's going to be called on the floor. Battle will take the timeout, and much needed for both teams. 3:57 mark of the third quarter, 23-all. Spartans and Spartans tied here inside of Moberly High School Gymnasium. We'll be back with more. This is Moberly Spartan Basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Welcome back. We've got Moberly Spartan basketball on tap for you. 3:57 mark of the third quarter. 23-all Spartans and Spartans knotted up here in the third quarter. It'll be an inbound for Battle as Mary Billington will check out and get a breather. Much needed one. Lauren Koenig will check in for her.
She has taken some really deep breaths over there. She is like, there's a foul's called here. She like got her hand on her chest. She's like panting almost there. And that makes me wonder if she's been playing through an illness because she hasn't necessarily been herself. But if she's not ill, I can tell you she is really dehydrated. Like she, and the reason I say that confidently is because she's been playing a lot of, she's played a lot of 32-minute games over the last couple of years without sitting as the first free throw here is missed, but something is very much not right with her right now. I would guarantee that.
First free throw misses from Paige McGee. Second upcoming from her. We will continue to monitor Billington throughout the contest and give you any updates that we may hear. Third point of the quarter scored for Battle as McGee hits the second half of the two free throws. They lead 24-23, first time they've led since the first half. Moberly is yet to score in this quarter as well. Have not scored since the halftime period. Flood inside. Feeds inside for Oliver. Oliver loses the basketball, but it's going to be last touched by Battle. Moberly is going to keep the possession. Inbound's going to be far side towards the fan section of the Spartans of Moberly. 3:21 left to go in this third quarter, 24-23. Battle leads Moberly. Been a low-scoring affair so far tonight. Here's a flash, top of the key for Oliver. Oliver looking for an outlet, gives to Flood. Flood double-team, feeds outside, back to Payne. Payne to Flood. Flood double-team, back to Payne, top of the key. Just a give-and-go between Payne and Flood right now before the basketball is poked out of bounds. It's going to be Moberly basketball. Flood will inbound in front of the Moberly bench. Here's the inbound to Boffman. Gives back to Flood. Flood double team. Top of the key. Feeds in the corner for Boffman. Boffman back to Flood. Pull up jumper. No good. Rebound pulled down by Oliver. Put back. No good. But she's going to be fouled. A little too much contact on the interior there. I believe that one's going to go on Kendra Mackey. That's going to be her second. Team's third of the quarter. To the line to shoot is going to be Alicia Oliver.
I don't know about you, Cam. This game just feels so there for the taking for either side. A lot of me feels like it's Moberly, but that might just be because of comfort and familiarity with the program, to be honest. I just feel like they've had a lot of opportunities here that they just haven't necessarily capitalized on. But in a lot of ways, you could probably say it's there for the taking for Battle 2.
Oliver missed the first, second hit. Score not back up at 24. Oliver's going to check out. Billington's going to head back in after she gets that much-needed breather. We'll see how her play evolves throughout the rest of this contest. Nonetheless, Battle will have the possession. Moving from left to right, 2:30 left remaining in this third quarter. A flash, left corner. For McCartney, now back to the right side of the floor. They swing it back to McCartney, now in the corner. Open jumper, taken. Doesn't go for Kemp. Maggie's able to grab the rebound and put up an attempt. Ball is saved by a Spartan of Battle, but they're able to keep the basketball on their end as Moberly took the possession.
I think
now Kemp will have it back.
Payne got poked in the eye. She made a great play on the ball. She went for the tie-up, and then she just stopped moving. This game's been all kinds of weird, but I knew it was going to be close, too. I think we'll have a very interesting finish. It's one of those games where it's not necessarily even the good play. It's the mistake that might win the game.
That might cost the other team, the one team that doesn't make that costly error. A lot of passing going on between Battle, just looking for a lane to open up. They're double-teaming Mackey on the interior and just passing the basketball around the exterior is Battle. Here's a travel call to the left side of the floor. Moberly defense was just too good for Battle. They couldn't find an opening right there on that possession. We'll see a substitution for Battle. Anna Sisson is going to check in for Kendra Mackey.
And here's the thing. Billington's back in. Look, she's just trotting up. She looks totally flat. And if she's not herself, that really stunts the Moberly offense. Because remember what they graduated from last year as is. They're so limited in their playmakers. And look, she's just back in your midfloor passing. She's not moving, catches right back. It's odd.
Almost lost the basketball with an Aaron Billington pass. Able to evade the double team. And a foul is going to be called. On the floor.
You're seeing it too, right? I don't want to sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but she's been everything from, I mean, she had 18 of the 30 points on Tuesday.
Here's a corner three. Koenig doesn't go. Flood's there to mop up the mess and is able to get the two to go. Moberly leads 26-24. You're completely right, though, Eric. She just doesn't look like herself, and that could really stunt the offense of Moberly as a drive on the other end ends and a foul being called on the Moberly Spartans. Williams was trying to drive, and she got fouled by Boffman. But back to the point with Billington, if you're not energetic as the point man on offense, the leader on the offensive side of the basketball, it just really provides a crutch for this Moberly offense. You don't see a lot of movement on the offensive end, a lot of stagnation. Ends up in turnovers, ends up in four shots.
And there, how classic is it, just as I'm talking about the mistakes being a difference maker, you've got a tie game. Moberly gets the lead on an air ball, which kind of always favors the offense. Now this gets tied up on the second free throw attempt from Williams. But they always say the offense gets a better view of the air ball oftentimes for understandable reasons, and that was what happened.
26 all here with less than a minute remaining in the third quarter. Billington tries a skip pass across the floor over to Flood, but it's poked away. Here comes Battle. A nice block. Not today, said Michaela Payne. Was not letting McGee get inside the lane tonight.
Twice in the last 90 seconds or so.
McGee will have the inbound after the block from Michaela Payne. Williams feeds right side for Sisson. Sisson with a little bit too much of contact, and Moberly is going to get that charge call on her.
Tie game. Moberly kind of botched this near the end of the first half a couple of times, actually. Tie game, you got to hold for one here. You're in the second half. That's really important now. Remember, there was the Koenig turnover earlier that led to the free throw for Battle late in the second.
Very important possession for the Spartans of Moberly. Here's a nice drive from Flood. Can't finish the open two. A nice little floater to get open, but just couldn't find the bottom of the bucket. And so here's a pass inside for Battle, and they poke the ball away.
Yeah, that's just, you can't have that on either end. That's a shot that Flood could get any time. If you get an open layup, shoot it. But there, you know, I thought she kind of forced that, and then Battle turns it over.
Payne's going to go quickly the other way in the corner. Koenig, open three, rims out. Koenig's going to get another shot attempt, puts it up. It's a little bit too short, and that's how this third will come to a close.
Real quick, good awareness there by Koenig. A lot of times we see teams just botch the time management late in the quarter. Good for her to follow her own miss and get the put back as we're tied at 26. Fourth quarter next.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Back here on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas, Eric Duick here with you for the first half of the Battle of the Spartans, 26-26. Moberly girls going toe-to-toe with the Battle girls, and it's been an interesting one, to say the least, so far tonight. Eric, Moberly looking to try to keep this team involved, and a couple of Moberly Spartans heading over to the bench. You wonder if this team has maybe a bug going around, because Sydney Flood was just over towards the trash can over that way behind the bench, and so were a couple other players. So you wonder if the fatigue from Billington could be a team bug that's going around. Who knows?
Who knows?
You can see some fatigue coming from a lot of players on both teams. Both teams just trying to fight it out right now. Here's Anna Sisson turning around for a floater. Doesn't go. Billington will take it the other way as she moves slowly across the timeline for the Spartans of Moberly.
I played with a guy who was notorious for the mid-game trash can visit.
Here's Billington trying to give a go back on the inside, but it's poked away. Here's Williams coast to coast. Oliver with the tough defense to evade the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. We'll see who this goes on. I believe this is going to be Moberly basketball underneath. But just think about this, Eric. At the half, 23-21. It's 26 all. We started the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, that is a valid point there, Cam.
Not a lot of offense between two teams and a lot of turnovers in that third quarter. But obviously the fourth quarter is going to decide the victor of this one. Oliver gets the ball just stripped away from her. She put it behind her head. Here's Williams all alone. Tries to get around Billington, and Billington just puts her arm out there and is able to poke the ball away somehow. Not a lot of effort on that play, but got lucky there, did the Moberly Spartans.
I hate to sound preachy, but somebody's got to put some fort, some want to here and just go take the game. I know that sounds like an old guy comment right there, but I really am serious. Somebody's just got to go snatch this because it's like on a platter.
And Battle will have the possession the other way. Here's a corner three. No good. And basketball's going to be out of bounds. Moberly's going to take possession. Long rebound right there. Battle had the opportunity for the taking and just let it go out of bounds.
Yeah, so it's corner three-point shot, and she gets her own rebound. It's not even like she went to attack it. It just rolled all the way to her in the corner.
So Billington will bring it across the timeline for Moberly, hoping to find something to go offensively for this Spartan team, who is on a drought right now. Only three points in the second half so far, and we're already in the fourth. Here's Flood with a two, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Oliver, and it's going to be a travel called on the interior. Flood didn't even follow up her own shot attempt right there. She went up on the left side of the lane and just ran underneath. You can see the deflation in this team right now.
And Flood was active in the first half. I thought she was playing one of her better halves of the year, actually, in the first half. And now it's like she got zapped by the fatigue bug, too.
Here's Mackey, open jumper, and she nails it home. Unconventional shot right there from Mackey, but somehow found the two to go, and maybe this is what this battle team needs, for Mackey to kick in a little bit more and start to get things going.
Yeah, she's only got six.
Corner three, Billington rattles it home.
That'll make her feel better.
29-28, Moberly leading by one. Under 6 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter of action. McGee driving. Baseline doesn't go. Try to grab her own rebound. Jump ball between her and Oliver. Got a little chippy towards the end there as McGee fell to the floor. It's going to be Moberly basketball. So we'll see a couple of substitutions for the Moberly Spartans. Lauren Koenig's going to check in. And Battle's going to have a substitution as well. They're going to have Aliyah McCarthy check in for Ashley Bland.
You know, I think this game's been played in one within one possession probably for the last 16 or so minutes, Cam.
Pull-up jumper, golden from Sydney Flood.
And I was just going to say Moberly would have a chance to change that with a three, but
Mackey trying to get the two to go, doesn't go. Blocked away by, Payne, and they're going to say this basketball went, or they're going to say Payne is going to get ticked for the foul. That's going to be her second. Team's fourth of the quarter. Here's Sisson. Gets the basketball left side block. Blocked away by Boffman. Boffman almost kept it inside the playing court, but it was too much for her to handle. Ball goes out of bounds. Mackey will have the inbound for Battle underneath the basketball, or underneath the hoop, rather. Feeds outside. Open three. Doesn't go. Rattles out for Battle. They'll keep the possession. Moberly trying to fight for it and keep it in bounds. They do. Sisson grabs it. Now Moberly will grab it back and evade the pressure. Will Michaela Payne.
As ugly as this game has been on offense, I give Payne a lot of credit. She's played with really active hands defensively.
And a lot of energy. Here's an open jumper. Rattles on home for Sydney Boffman. And Moberly out to their largest lead of the night, 33-28, up by five. Trying to split the defenders was Elijah Kemp. She tried to split three defenders at the right side block, and one of them was just there, lucky enough to get called for the foul. Lauren Koenig gets called for the touch foul, and that's a timeout on the floor. Battle's going to take a full timeout here. 33-28, Moberly Spartans lead by five. 4:45 left to go in this one. We'll be back with more Spartan basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInvo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible tonight. AK Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Domino's Pizza, First State Community Bank, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Moberly Motors, PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Thomas Motors, all of Moberly, Cheriton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Moberly, or Columbia, and online. Side and Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Cam Thomas and Eric Duick with you for the last 4:45 of this Battle of the Spartans. Moberly leading 33-28 after the timeout of the Battle Spartans. Battle will have the possession after the timeout. Right side of the floor, it's Elijah McCarthy, feeds for Mackey. Now left side for McGee. Feeding it back to McCarthy. Open three. Can't get it to go. McGee tries to grab the rebound. It's going to be last touch by Mary Billington of Moberly. Billington has looked like she's had at least a little bit more energy in this fourth quarter. Sydney Flood got a little bit more involved as well, and Moberly just trying to get that offense going. Billington showing some nice play on the defensive end. Gets a steal there. Moberly will have it the other way. Flood gets the basketball, goes inside, tries to get it for Boffman. Ball's on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball called. Battle will take the possession. Weird possession right there for Moberly. Flood tried to drive on the inside, tried to kick it in the corner, and a couple of players just fell on the ground. All of a sudden, you knew there's a jump ball.
Agreed. Definitely a forced pass there. Moberly had a chance to break this one open.
Sisson on the inside tries to get a touch pass over to Mackey. McGee's able to mop up the mess and keep the possession for Battle. Left side of the floor. It's McCarthy. Now swing it back to the right side for Mackey. Mackey to McGee. Back to McCarthy. Open three. McCarthy can't hit. Rebound pulled down by Michaela Payne, and a nice hard rebound pulled down by Payne. That was a tough one. She had two defenders on both sides of her.
Absolutely. Moberly a chance to even work some clock here. If it can work 30, 40 seconds and get a bucket.
Pull-up jumper from Flood, no good. Koenig trying to save the basketball on the other end, and she can't.
That was the worst of both worlds. Didn't work any clock and didn't get a bucket.
Ashley Bland's going to check back in for Battle. We'll see McGee head to the bench. And Oliver is going to check in for Lauren Koenig. 3:31 left to go in this fourth. Moberly leading by five. They have eclipsed their 30-point mark. Only had 30 in that game against Marshall earlier this week. Lost that one 40-30. Snapped a four-game win streak this week, did Marshall. Moberly trying to get back in the groove. Battle trying to do the same, but missing a three in the left corner is McCarthy. Moberly will take the possession the other way, nearing the three-minute mark of the fourth quarter. The way this one's going, it could still be anyone's game with 3 minutes remaining in this quarter.
Now Moberly being patient and trying to work some clock very actively.
Here's a drive. Boffman is going to be fouled on the interior. I believe this one's going to be on Mackey. We'll see what the far side official says.
And she has no business taking a reverse layup there. They got really bailed out on, and it was a foul, but the play itself was just a bailout.
They're going to put that one actually on Ashley Bland, her first, team's sixth. Boffman with the first. Misses. Rims out. Neither team's really doing too well from the charity strike tonight.
Yeah, she's over three at the line now.
We'll see a couple of the check-ins for Battle. McGee's going to come in as well as Williams. Sisson's going to check out. And they needed a player to come off the floor. Boffman was given the basketball back with six players on the floor for Battle. So Boffman's going to bend at the knees, take her second free throw, and swishes it home. Moberly leading now by two possessions, 34-28. Timeout on the floor. Up by six of the Spartans of Moberly. We'll be back. This is Spartan Basketball on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And thank them for making this broadcast possible. AK Guns and Ammo, CNR, Transmission and Auto Repair, Domino's Pizza, First State Community Bank, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Moberly Motors, PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Thomas Motors, all of Moberly. We have the second half of this Battle of the Spartans coming up in the latter half of our broadcast tonight. Eric Tuick will have the call of the Spartans and the Spartans. Moberly and Battle boys coming up after this one. Right now we've got a six-point lead for the Moberly Spartans over the Battle Spartans, 34-28, inside of 3 minutes remaining in this contest. outside. It's Williams for Battle. Two-step inside the lane. Puts up the two. Doesn't go. Sydney Flood's going to come down with the rebound before it's almost poked away by Kemp. And she's able to evade the timeline. Feed topside for Billington. Billington driving inside the lane. Puts up the two off the glass. Misses. Puts up the second two, and she's fouled by Williams.
And she is got to finish that, but fortunately drew the foul and gets to go to the line, and she is a brilliant free throw shooter at 80%.
And I think at this point, Tony Vestal is just hoping that she can push through any type of fatigue that she has right now.
And even one of these in a low possession game makes it a three possession game.
Here's the first. Rattles out.
And look at, she's like bending down at her knee. I mean, ankles. It's just,
she looks very frustrated as well. And when your body doesn't correspond to what you want to do, it just frustrates you even more because you know you can't do it. Billington with the second, swishes it home. 35-28 at the 220 mark of the fourth quarter. Battle's trying to move quickly on the other end. Top side for Williams, tries to feed it left side, and no one was there to catch the other end of that pass. Ball went right out of bounds, and that can speak to just the simplicity of this Battle offense. That's what they've been doing all night, putting four outside the three-point line and just touch passing until they get an open shot.
Yeah, I don't want to be critical by any means, but this Battle team has been really underwhelming.
And Moberly has as well in the turnover category. I think that's what's hurt them the most, and they just don't look like they're themselves tonight, and I think that's what's showing in this contest, especially in the second half. They've done a better job in the fourth quarter, leading by seven. Less than 2 minutes remaining, kind of just playing the clock game right now. Flood has it on the outside, and an illegal screen is going to be called on the outside from Michaela Payne.
And an offensive foul there goes down as a turnover. And again, you got everything working in your favor. But either way, I think, honestly, ugly wins like this sometimes, if Moberly's able to hang on here, let's not forget they're going against the bigger school. The fact that they had every chance to cough it away and at least didn't, I think, can be an encouraging sign for sure.
Here's a nice find on the interior. Mackey with another two.
Now Moberly has to finish the deal. That's the other part of it.
Travel called after the steal from Battle. They got the steal right at the timeline.
Yeah, you get gifted a possession and then you turn it right back. That's suboptimal.
Not what you want to do if you are Battle. But nonetheless, Moberly will have the inbound as Flood's trying to get it across the timeline, gives to Billington. She's got it to get it across and finally does. Feeds left side for Payne. Less than a minute 30 remaining in this contest. Moberly leading by five, 35-30. Crossover, and Billington's going to get fouled. Top of the key by Aliyah McCarthy. Now in the bonus is Moberly. That's going to put eight fouls on the board for Battle. 1:19 remaining. It's a couple of free throw, one and one rather, coming up for Mary Billington. Love to hit the first half of this. Rims out. Battle will grab the rebound. Mackey grabs it far corner. Feeds to McGee as they move quickly the other way. One and easy, two first, and can worry about the three later. Mackey, couple of touch passes, open three from Bland, high arcing three, doesn't go. Mackey taps the touch rebound, able to get the pass back on the right side, doesn't go, and that's going to be a foul on the other end. Mackey was just trying to grab the rebound and gotten tangled up with Sydney Boffman. Boffman's going to head straight to the line to shoot two, or one and one rather.
Mackey got a couple of really easy looks in there that she just didn't finish. I mean, it almost seems like that could have been there all game. I see why she was highly touted, like you said, but she's been poor tonight.
So we'll get a one and one at the line. Sydney Boffman to shoot. Rattles out. Mackey grabs the rebound yet again. We got to move quickly with the Battle down five. 50 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter.
A bucket here changes everything. This game is so far from over, it just feels over because of how flat the offense has been.
Nice find inside. Mackey puts up the two, doesn't go. McGee tried to grab the rebound. Now Bland, a wide open three, banks it home. My goodness, a long, high arcing three from Bland, and she banks it on home and makes it a one possession game for Battle.
And those are her first points, and I kid you not, that's the danger you've been playing with. Has it not? That it's It's like they're shooting, you know, at a cup is what the rim has felt like for much of the night. But eventually you just flail one up and it's going to go. You've had every opportunity. If you're a Moberly supporter, you might be thinking like, ah, that's luck. But come on, I mean, the ball's getting tipped around. You can't just give the – I was literally thinking that when the ball flew up. Was like eventually one of these is going to go in.
Well, when you let him just stick around, right, stick around, you give him an opportunity. And that's the fourth three that she's taken tonight, and finally she makes one. In that fashion, to bank it home as well.
The good thing for Moberly is double bonus here. The bad thing is you got to make the free throws.
Absolutely. It hasn't been a strength of theirs tonight. So it's going to be Payne, Billington, Flood, Oliver, and Boffman on the floor for Moberly. Here's the inbound to Billington. Billington gets the inbound. Crossover to get past her defender. Gets past the timeline. Gives to Flood left side of the floor. Under 30 seconds remaining. You wonder when Battle's going to foul. Outside Flood. Flood double-teamed in the corner, now evades, and a timeout's going to be called by head coach Tony Vestal of the Moberly Spartans. 21.1 seconds remaining. We'll keep it right here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
That's an interesting timeout in two regards. One, I think they wanted to avoid a turnover there because she was starting to become a lot of dribbling. The other thing is, though, now you got to inbound the ball again, and you did have the ball in your best shooter's hands. So I can kind of see both sides to that timeout. I mean, first and foremost, you want to avoid a turnover, and they can always get it back to her. But now you got to inbound the ball again, like I said.
Same five on the floor for Moberly for Battle. It's going to be McCarthy, McGee, Mackey, Kemp, and Williams on the floor.
There you go. They got it to her.
Here's the inbound to Flood. She has it on the right side of the timeline. Finally evades. Gets past Kemp.
They got a foul. They're wasting way too much time.
Now 10 seconds remaining in this contest to Billington. Hernandez says hands off. They get the steal. Mackey. The clock turned off. But she's fouled. Mackey got the steal with about 5 seconds remaining. The clock's just went off, and she was fouled on the shot attempt, but you don't know if there was enough time left on the clock.
There was for sure 2 or 3 seconds.
She stole the basketball with about 5 seconds remaining, and that's what Coach Hernandez wanted. He wanted to wait for them to be able to jump a passing lane.
I am not giving them any credit for that. They got completely – your point's valid, but they got completely bailed out there. That was – and now she's laboring with some injury here.
Hernandez was on the sideline saying, no foul, no foul, hands off. And finally they were able to.
You can't bank on getting a steal. I have no idea. Like, the result doesn't justify the process.
It doesn't at all. In that scenario, you send them to the line. As bad as Moberly has shot tonight from the free throw line, you send them to the line.
They got completely bailed out that they just happened to turn it over.
Here's the other thing you got to think about too, Eric. If you foul in that situation, you don't have a foul to give. So you're guaranteed to send Moberly to the line to shoot two with 9 team fouls in the half. So Coach Fernandez could be thinking about that, but at some point in some time, when it got to about 10 seconds remaining, that's when you foul. If you're going to play that, you know, let's wait for an opportunity to jump a passing lane game.
And now she's kind of laboring. I'm questioning if she can make 2 free throws right here. I'm questioning if anybody can make 2 free throws right here.
Well, I also am wondering about the time, because
I think there's for sure less than 5.5 seconds.
Absolutely, and I think that's what both officials are – I think that's what they're going to have to look at as well. They're not going to be able to go look at it at a monitor or anything like that. Of course, high school basketball have a little bit of restrictions, but – when she stole the basketball, this is about what it was at.
I thought 5. They were about 5. 7. About 7, I thought, and then.
But she doesn't get from half court
right,
to the basket in a second and a half. Probably somewhere between 3 and 4 seconds on the clock. Very odd how the clock would just cut off at that point in time. Probably the most pivotal point
I wonder if somebody kicked something because of how odd the play is. I'm not even being sarcastic. I wonder if somebody kicked something at the table. Just because of how odd that play was.
Almost like an are-you-kidding-me moment. They're going to let us win this contest without fouling at all. But Tony Vestal still talking to...
He might get to pick a shooter. He's going to pick a shooter.
They're going to let McGee take the shots. So Mackey is at the line. These two free throws mean everything to Battle right now. 5.5 seconds remaining on the clock. Two shots upcoming for Paige McGee. Spartan faithful getting louder and louder. McGee bends at the waist. Fires. Misses the first. You really need this second one if you're McGee, because you would want a foul on the inbound. Send them to the line. They're going to shoot two either way. Timeout called by Tony Vestal. We're going to keep it right here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Just a weird chain of events that Eric Duick saw coming, just because he talked about it all game. You let Battle stay around. You don't put them away. Weird stuff like that happens in sports.
Yeah, I still can't believe that. That last possession, like, that took the not fouling terminology to, like, a whole new level. You know how anytime you see a game, like, oh, you know, got a foul, and there's always, like, you let a few extra seconds run off, you waste time, whatever.
Then you finally do.
They just didn't foul at all.
Absolutely.
That was one of the weirder sequences I've seen.
So Battle is going to try to foul on the inbound.
And there's also, and I think somebody even just said this to our right, there's no way there's 5.5 seconds on the clock.
No way.
There are, but there's not.
No way. But there's going to be an inbound, or rather, there's going to be a... There was a timeout called by Mobley. The Spartans are setting up for a couple of free throw shots.
Well, there's one more. There's one more free throw. They called a timeout before the second free throw.
Right, okay. So McGee's going to have this second free throw upcoming.
And remember, she's only there because Mackey left injured. Got to box out. Can't allow an offensive rebound put back.
Got to hit this free throw if you're McGee. Here's a second. Tries to miss.
Didn't hit the rim.
That's going to be a violation. Inbound's going to be from Oberle. They're going to play very tight defense. Will Battle without Mackey. Here's the inbound to Billington. Billington will hold. She's finally fouled with 3.4 seconds remaining on the clock. In that situation... This last 10 seconds, I'm sorry, but you're going to really have to put this on Fernandez. One, your team doesn't foul in a situation that's an obvious foul situation. Then you instruct to miss on the second free throw. In that situation, you go for the points. Because if you foul, it's going to be a three-point game either way if they make both free throws on the other end. Give yourself a chance at the end of this contest.
Yeah, and then I don't know that he trusted his group to score and then get full court in 5.5 seconds is kind of the only issue, because they would have had to. It's tough.
Billington can put the aim on ice with two. Sinks one. 3.4 seconds remaining. If you are Battle, you've got to box out right now. Big matchup to watch is on the left side block. Bauman is up against Kemp. Boffman, rather. About 2 inches taller. Here's the second free throw attempt. Drains it. Ball game for Moberly, most likely. Up by four with 3.4 seconds remaining in this contest. We'll keep it right here on Superstation Crest. CentralMoInfo.com. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. AK Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Domino's Pizza, First State Community Bank, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Moberly Motors, PKY's Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Thomas Motors, all of Moberly, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Seiden Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Don't forget, we've got another ball game on tap for you next. Eric Duick will have the call of the Moberly boys taking on the Battle boys in the Battle of the Spartans right after the conclusion of this one. Halftime of that game, we'll hear post-game comments from Moberly ladies head coach Tony Vestal. But first, he's got to finish out this one. 3.4 seconds remaining. Battle will have the inbound moving from left to right on your radio dial. Here's the inbound. Goes to Kemp. Long half-court heave. Doesn't go, and that's how this one will end. Moberly able to fight out this one tonight in a close one. It wasn't pretty, but Tony Vestal is happy to see his team get the victory. 37-33, Moberly Spartans defeat the Battle Spartans in the Battle of the Spartans here at Moberly Senior High School. For Cam Thomas and Eric Duick, we say so long until the next one, which is in just under 15 minutes here inside of Moberly High School Gymnasium. Final score, 37-33, Moberly defeats Battle. Back with more on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmcrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. We'll give it on the girls' side to Sydney Flood, who scored a game-high 15 points for the Lady Spartans. All brought to you by Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Cy and Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Up next, you'll hear from the two head coaches in the boys' side.